This is Kareem Taylor for Promax BDA's Daily Brief, and today I have the pleasure of talking with Nicholas Lombardo, who is a member of Promo Pathway class of 2016. He was also the valedictorian, but today he's in video game production for NBC Universal and DreamWorks as an associate producer. And I understand you just were nominated for an Emmy. How'd that happen?
Wow. Well, I guess a little bit of luck, a lot of opportunities with Promax to see the ways to make this game really great. And you're like, what does that mean, right? Well, so I worked on the game of Voltron VR, and the nomination is for the best use of media from the TV show. So basically, we took the TV show and we created a game, a narrative experience with interactive elements where you actually get to fly the Blue Lion and be Lance, if you ever worked in virtual reality. Right. So some of the contributions that I was able to utilize in there is I helped cut the promo trailer and worked with marketing to get the best stills out there for the store page. And that was all, I really utilized my Promax training. And when the first came out, they sent the trailer across and said, no, guys, this isn't it. We have to do this. We have to do that. And people looked at me like, what? I said, trust me. I just went to school. I trained on this. So I started implementing a lot of how you use voiceovers and the opening with the screen credits. And you got Zarkon saying,
the universe will kneel before me. It is my destiny.
Paladins, can you hear me? This is an emergency.
Relax. Lancey Lance is on the case.
We need backup now!
Hang on, guys. I'm almost there.
There's a black screen, then it opens up to him, and people are like, wow, that's great. So it's really just, taking those skills and then applying them, rising to the occasion. But that, I wouldn't say that's the reason why we got nominated. There's a whole factor of it. We have a very strong team. I would give a shout out to my girl, Laylee Fisher. She is the head of our DreamWorks pod. Nice. And creating everything DreamWorks. So she really worked hard on it. And we really wanted to give the fans an experience. That was really it, keeping on brand, really be part of the experience. And I think that's what helped push us get to that nomination.
Awesome. So congratulations on that. And so what is your sort of day-to-day look like as an associate producer at NBC Universal?
Oh, boy. 12 hours nonstop. That's what it is. Drive in, drive out. So right now in the moment, I've been, you got the NBC Universal side, but I'm part of the DreamWorks squad. So there's only two of us actually on the squad right now. And I came in as a coordinator. One of our senior producers left. So I stepped in, took over a lot of the projects. And really, as soon as you step in, you get meetings after meetings. And you, as a producer, you just really got to manage your pipeline, keep things on top and make sure all the developers hitting the milestones. So we're a publisher right now. So there's two ways we operate. Mm-hmm. One, we either co-publish with a developer or a developer and external publisher buy your IP. So you have two different ways of managing the pipeline. One, you're making sure as a licensee, you're keeping everything on brand. And then the other one you're working with when you're a co-publisher, making sure you're working with publishing, working with budgets, and you have a little bit more say of what's going on. There's a lot more at stake. And right now we just pretty much launched, been around for about a year. We just launched a GDC. And we have a few games that we're going to be co-publishing. One actually just launched in the NBC side, and that's the Jurassic Alive. And then we have another one coming on out. So there's a lot to say, but it's really, really busy. You just got to have a hardcore project management skills.
Right. And how did you get the job?
Oh, man. So right when I graduated from Promax, I found myself in an agency called Fuel Industries, and they worked on games. Most of them, they worked with animation, with Warner Brothers, some on DreamWorks as well. So I was in the brand partnership side of that. They got bought out. So then I found myself with a temp agency called Executive Temps, met with mm-hmm. them. They placed me in DreamWorks custom animation. And in there, we were actually a production unit for marketing. We'd create lower thirds. We'd create trailers for all the movies that were coming out for DreamWorks. And then NBC came in. We had to reduce our squad. And my contract was not renewed. And then there was this opening over at the DreamWorks side. The NBC gaming side to be an executive assistant to the SVP and VP, production and creative. I was in there for 2 weeks. Kicked butt because they actually moved from NBC over to the DreamWorks campus. and I had to help them move. I was the only person that was a dream worker, so I managed the entire move from everybody in and out. And they're like, wow, like, we need to promote you. So then in 2 weeks, I got promoted to a coordinator, went into the production side, stayed there for about a couple months, and we worked into pods. A couple of the producers left, and I just stepped in because I knew DreamWorks properties, and then pretty much took over that aspect. So between me and my senior lead producer, we have about 10 projects we're working at on a daily basis. It's a lot. And we're a startup right now, so we're eventually trying to get more people involved. But that's where I landed. I just put my head down. I worked hard.
It sounds amazing. And I'm wondering, I'm like, how did you go from sort of studying film and cinema at Arizona State to going into promo pathway? What was that sort of journey like? I mean, it's, you know, it's in the same ballpark, but, you know, was there sort of a connective tissue between Arizona State and then, you know, going into entertainment marketing and even games marketing?
Oh, no, it was rigorous. It was tough. So first, after I got my degree, I came out here. I have a business degree as well, so I always apply that no matter what I do. Came out to L.A., tried to work on the acting side, and then I got into studio account management, and just realized a lot of my strengths come from producing in the end. So I went to New Orleans, 2013, 14, and part of 15, to work in independent film production. And then the industry collapsed there. There was no more. Lost like 90%. If you're familiar with New Orleans, they're like one of the hottest places to film.
Yeah.
And then I came back here to LA and I said, okay, what do I do? I'm the latter part. I'm a little bit older. So I was like, what do I do? I got nothing, right? I can't really get into any studio systems or anything. It was very, very tough. And then I saw an ad at the job board. And then I said, it's coming to Promax, learn to be a content creation, marketing and editing and everything. I was like, yeah, that's probably what I want to be. So I definitely want to be in content creation, no matter what field it leads into, and took the class, and everything kind of led up. It's just, you just seize the moment. You don't look back on opportunities. And when these came in front of me, it seemed serendipitous. I'm like, I got to take it. I just got to go with it.
And had you ever sort of done any editing or any of that work, this same kind of work, like editing promos or, you know, working on these, any spots, were you doing any of that? Or was Promo Pathway the first time that you had done that?
Promo Pathways was the first time I've done that. Yeah. I didn't have any skills on the photo, what do you call it? The Adobe Photo Suite. Didn't have any of those skills. I mean, other than I'd have a creative vision when I put together Excel worksheets, manage projects and stuff, but you know, I couldn't use any of those software programs. And I knew to be competitive in this business, I needed to learn those, and going to like Linda.com wasn't it. Mm. I really wanted to challenge myself through school and to be, I guess, hold yourself to grades and get judged by your work. If that makes sense.
Right. Right. And so what was that first sort of couple of weeks like when you first got into the program? What were you thinking? You know, after you've already sort of had your thoughts on it, you know, applying, getting accepted, then you're finally in and you're showing up to classes. What was your first couple of weeks like?
Oh, well first it was very hard to, it was a very hard process to get accepted. It was tough. And in my interview, they asked me some questions. What brought you here today? Why are you here in front of us? Why do you want this? And I said, I don't want this. I need this. This is it. Like, I got nothing else. If I don't get into these skills, I'm headed back home to Arizona. I'm going to be working in sales, Farmers Insurance, Wells Fargo, help my friends out. And I was like, I just can't do that. And then I teared up in my final audition. I was like, man, I need this. And they're like, you're passionate. That's what we like. I was like, ah, yeah, I get it. I left and I was like, there's no way they're picking me. I couldn't even present myself in front of these execs. And I'm tearing up just talking about it. I was like, gosh, man. So I was done. I was like, that's it. You know, I'm over it. And then I got the call and they said, you got in. I was like, wow, what an opportunity. And I definitely didn't want to squander it. First couple days, weeks in class, I was excited. I was learning these programs. And then I realized how hard it was. And I give much respect to people that really work and know how to use Adobe Photoshop on all levels, from Illustrator to Photoshop to After Effects to editing, and then really taking the marketing and applying that. And in the end, what I really, really learned was it's all about the story. If you can actually harness that story and you can implement that in your work, and it gets a little bit easier. and it flows. So it was great. But then everything I thought I did that was good, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I put this Photoshop up. And you see, I call them kids because I'm a lot older in my career than what the kids are. And I was like, I see them, and they've already touched these programs coming out of high school and college where I didn't have those opportunities. And I'd look over, and I'd be like, oh, my God, they're kicking my butt. They're so good. Crap, I got to compete because I'm coming in entry level older. So then it just made me drive to get more and more and study on the weekends and really made sure I my goal was to get all A's, straight A's, and be the top of the class. And that's what I shot for.
Awesome. Yeah. Valedictorian. I'm like, you know, what does it take to become that? You are one of my goals.
Oh man. You know, that was kind of a surprise. There's a really lot, there was a couple other people that were nominated as valedictorian as well on there. And then, I chose to do the speech. I just really want to inspire. A lot of it came down to teamwork in class. You know, I felt everybody pushed each other for the most part, or at least pushed me, to get to that next level. And then there were some people, and, you know, I didn't feel they were taking advantage of the opportunity in front of them. And I wasn't going to be that person not to do that. Even though it was hard and it was nighttime, I was like, man, I just want to, it's just too much, man. I just want to relax. I want to skip class. You know, you have those right. feelings, but then you realize there's other people that had those opportunities and you got an opportunity to represent it. So you said, no, you can't do that. Get your butt in class. I didn't miss one class the entire time. I couldn't. There's no way around it.
Right. You know, one comment, I did an interview actually for the Daily Brief a couple of years ago, and they mentioned that I was a little bit older when I got into the program myself. And I'd never really thought about that, but I really kind of wanted, I kind of knew what I needed to get out of the program because I had, you know, I was not 18 to 22 in college. And so I really kind of, you know, went to New York, worked and sort of experienced the world a little bit. And then when I, you know, when it's time for an educational opportunity, I really kind of saw I knew what I wanted to get out of it. Whereas I felt like an undergrad, I wasn't really sure. It was kind of like, well, right. I'm here because I have to be, where it's like, no, you get into adult life and you start seeing exactly what you need to get out of, at least an educational opportunity and career advancement opportunity. Did you experience the showcase, the real showcase? Like after you have to create sort of a end project with a real five spots. Did you experience that?
Yeah. I did experience it on several times. And even for the next following classes, they would have like an elite past and present valedictorians that come in, and I would get to go in front of all the different studios. It's actually, I think like three times, even after my graduation day or during my graduation, a couple times after, to showcase the work that you had.
Nice.
So it was interesting. It was great. I wasn't really nervous with it. I wanted constructive feedback. And then I really found out where my place would be in on-air promos, because there's a whole, you got writing copy, you have editing, you have producing, and there's different avenues you can be in part of that team. And it really solidified where I stood, where I needed to be.
You talked a little bit earlier about sort of having that knack for producing, and then you went into the writer, producer, editor program. And, you know, some people come out straight editors or predators and things like that. And you sort of really start, you was like, I'm going to really kind of, you know, edge up on these producing skills, really kind of bringing things together. That's what it seems like you're saying a little.
Yeah, bingo. Right. I always work on teams. I'm a team guy. We got to have a team. You know, you're not successful without a team. And there's that one quote that my boss told me right now. There's an I in every a-hole. If you look it up in A, you know, there's an I in every a-hole. And I'm like, yeah, there is, right? So you got to make sure it's always about teamwork. So even in class, I partner up with people that are really good at editing or really good at copyright, and then I'd be the overseeing producer of it. And that was really what I enjoyed the most. And I have a pretty decent reel. There's some things I need to clip up on, but you really had to be an editor or copywriter first, and then move your way up into a producer. And that's what I found, that for me to be in that producer, unless I can be in an assistant to a producer in on-air promos, I would have to be in that editing room and grinding it. And editing took me a little longer than what I wanted to be. There's a lot of people that just bang it out really quickly. And then a lot of the producers I find were editors first. And it was, I think that was the toughest part about me really jumping into on-air promos, even though I had a lot of interviews with a lot of people. There's a few things that willingness to always come in and say, oh yeah, I want to be the producer. It's like, well, you got to, you know, manage your expectations and come back and be an editor or a copywriter first to move up to that level. And my strengths has always been producing up there. You know, I'd see it creatively and I could implement, I guess, my thoughts, but it's just part of the process.
And did you meet any mentors or any sort of professors that while you were actually in the program that sort of helped to at least solidify some of your decisions?
Yeah, I did. There's quite a few of them I liked. Actually, I liked a lot of them. Oh, man, guys, going back, I meet so many people on a daily basis now, hundreds of people back and forth. I apologize up front. I got to remember first and last things, but Ayanna Williams, she was one of them. She was our social media and really harnessing the marketing, integrated brand promotions. And that took it to the next level, how to work it psychologically, how to implement a brand into your creative work. And that really stuck with me. And that's how I use it now, because I'm using the brand. How do you actually use the brand and picking the right shots or picking the right stuff that comes across, even in gameplay? Does it represent the brand correctly to utmost, and how do you implement it? So I think I got the most out of her as far as a new skill.
Right. Awesome. And do you have any advice for someone who wants to do exactly what you do?
Oh, boy. I do. Carpe diem. Carpe diem. Seize the moment on opportunities. A lot of people can be indecisive, I guess you say, where, do I go this job? No, I don't really want to be part of this job, but I'm going to wait for something better. Sometimes there's nothing better that comes and you wait too long. But seize the moment of first, get your foot in the door. Know your strengths. As far as a producer, know your strengths. Sure, one of them, you have to have project management skills. So you have to have project. There's no way around that. But then what's your secondary? Is it creative? Is it analytics? Is it the tech side? So is it marketing? Really lean on that after project management skills. For me, it's the creative aspect. And you have to be client-facing. You have to know how to work on all levels with VPs, SVPs, and anybody who's assistants. You just got to know how to work with them correctly and be professional about it. Put your head down, work hard, and get shit done. That's really what they expect from you. And get in early in your career. Get in early. And I think the biggest thing it would be is do not try to really, really manage your own expectations. Manage your own expectations. Just get the job done at hand, whatever they're compensating you for. Do exactly what they're compensating you for, and then try to exceed expectations, but manage your own expectations.
Do exactly what they are compensating you for. It can often be a very underutilized advice, and it sounds like great advice.
Yeah, there you go. My VP's taught me through a few industries. He's like, look, you're getting compensated X, Y, and Z. Execute that perfectly. Exceed expectations. Don't expect those promos or promotions quickly just because you kicked butt or one thing. I got an Emmy nomination. If I win the Emmy, awesome. I'll find out in a month, but that doesn't mean it promotes me up to the next position, right? You wait for the opportunity, but you do what's at hand right now and allow the other person to promote you and then go from there.
Congratulations again on that. Nicholas Lombardo, Promo Pathway graduate class of 2016, also the valedictorian, now an associate producer at DreamWorks. Nicholas, thanks so much for chatting with me today.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
Paige Alpiniak is editorial director of Promax BDA. LaFern Cusack is executive producer of the Daily Brief podcast and senior producer at Promax BDA. Video helper provides the music. Digital producer Kate LaCaire-Marion and social media coordinator Kristen Craik contribute to Daily Brief. Follow Paige on Twitter at Paige A. Follow LaFern at LaFern Cusack and follow Promax BDA at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org. And you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and now on Spotify. Thanks for listening.